Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Life, the Leading Edge of Evolutionary Biology, Genetics, Anthropology, and Environmental Science. Edited by John Brockman. Narrated by Jonathan Yen, Anthony Ferguson, and Mike Chamberlain. Introduction. Life is the fifth volume in the Best of Edge series, following Mind, Culture, Thinking, and the Universe. Here, we present 18 pieces from the pages of Edge.org, an online salon consisting of interviews, commissioned essays, and transcribed talks, many of them accompanied with streaming video and available gratis to the general public. Edge, at its core, consists of the scientists, artists, philosophers, technologists, and entrepreneurs at the center of today's intellectual, scientific, and technological landscape. Through its lectures, masterclasses, and annual dinners in California, London, Paris, and New York, Edge assembles the thinkers who are exploring and rewriting our global culture. Edge.org was launched in 1996 as the online version of The Reality Club, an informal gathering that met from 1981 to 1996 in Chinese restaurants, artists' lofts, the boardrooms of Rockefeller University and the New York Academy of Sciences, investment banking firms, ballrooms, museums, living rooms, and elsewhere. Though the venue is now in cyberspace, the spirit of the Reality Club lives on in lively, back-and-forth conversations on hot-button ideas. In the words of novelist Ian McEwan, a sometime contributor, Edge.org is open-minded, free-ranging, intellectually playful, an unadorned pleasure in curiosity, a collective expression of wonder at the living and inanimate world, an ongoing and thrilling colloquium. This is science set out in the largely informal style of a conversation among peers, non-technical and colloquial, in the true spirit of the third culture, which I have described as consisting of those scientists and other thinkers in the empirical world who, through their work and expository writing, are taking the place of the traditional intellectual in rendering visible the deeper meanings of our lives. Like the modern evolutionary synthesis that revolutionized biology in the mid-20th century by marrying Mendelian genetics to Darwinian natural selection, the rise of biotechnology, epitomized by the Human Genome Project, which began in the 20th century's last decade and was completed in 2003, constitutes a turning point in our perception of who we are and where we're headed. The achievements of the past two decades have apparently made it possible for us, even incumbent upon us, not just to ameliorate the ills besetting our planet, but to begin participating in our own evolution. We have assembled contributions from some of Edge's best minds, among them geneticists, theoretical biologists, theoretical physicists, and bioengineers. Pioneers in the current revolution, they take us over the work leading up to and in the wake of the Human Genome Project, illuminating in the process the conversations and controversies that animate modern biology. We lead off with a 2015 talk by the evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins, who defends his selfish gene view of Darwinian natural selection and speculates that life elsewhere in the universe will exhibit it. Evolutionary geneticist and theorist David Hegg follows with a talk on conflicts and conflict resolution within the genome, stemming from maternal and paternal imprinting. Robert Trivers, canny lone wolf of evolutionary biology, discusses self-deception and the biased information flow between the conscious and the unconscious. The late Ernst Mayr, an architect of the 20th century's modern synthesis, talks to Edge about the course of evolutionary biology since then and his agreements and disagreements with it. The highly regarded geneticist and snail biologist Steve Jones comments on the robustness
Sample complete. Ready to continue?